I wish I could tell you that the Billionaires Club meets regularly at Mar-a-Lago, where we gather to analyze our portfolios, make blockbuster deals, eat caviar, and drink vintage wine. But the truth is, I don't drink, I'd rather eat a steak than caviar, and I've met only about 20 of the club members over the years, often on the golf course, where we tend to talk more about our game than our net worth. Still, I've studied fellow billionaires from afar, and I've also read what others have written about us. In an article for Forbes by Matthew Herper, Robert Barron, a psychologist at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, said we are persuasive and have strong social skills, that we call upon our charisma to make a sale. In the same article, Kelly Shaver, a professor of psychology at William & Mary College, says we don't care what other people think about us. She said, they're just happy to go off and do what they're doing. I agree. My father thought I was nuts to build in Manhattan, but I didn't listen to him because I had my own vision. One of my favorite billionaires is Warren Buffett, who has his own vision, too. He didn't follow the stampede into the dot-com gold rush, even though he was widely criticized for remaining a traditional value investor. Now he once again looks like a genius. One of many things I admire about Warren is that in all of his years as CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, he has never sold one share of stock. Another student of successful entrepreneurs, Michael Maccabee, a psychoanalyst and consultant, believes that billionaires like Jeff Bezos, Steve Jobs, and Ted Turner are successful in part because they are narcissists who devote their talent with unrelenting focus to achieving their dreams, even if it's sometimes at the expense of those around them. His book, The Productive Narcissist, makes a convincing argument that narcissism can be a useful quality if you're trying to start a business. A narcissist does not hear the naysayers. At the Trump Organization, I listen to people. But my vision is my vision. In The Natural History of the Rich, author Richard Conniff put it this way. Almost all successful alpha personalities display a single-minded determination to impose their vision on the world, an irrational belief in unreasonable goals bordering at times on lunacy. He quotes a passage from Michael Lewis on entrepreneur Jim Clark in The New Thing. He was a guy who always won the game of chicken because his opponent suspected he might actually enjoy a head-on collision. I doubt Jim Clark really would enjoy that collision, but the fact that he has convinced people that he might has a lot to do with his success.